Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God's saying to us today. Exodus chapter 23, verse 5. If you see that the donkey of someone who hates you has collapsed under its load, do not walk by. Instead, stop and help. These laws make fascinating reading, don't they? Here the people are told that they have a responsibility to other people, whoever they are. If you see the donkey of your enemy struggling, the immediate ungodly response would be to say of the owner, serves him right, just what he deserves. But God declares that our responsibility is to give practical support to other people, whether they're our close friends or our enemies. This law reminds us of the words of Jesus, who went even further. We're not merely called to be caring towards our neighbours, we have a responsibility to love them. This command, more than any other, shows that Jesus was turning normal human thinking upside down. Jesus seemed to take it for granted that his followers would have enemies, just as he himself had throughout his ministry. There's no way of avoiding that. The person who walks in Jesus' steps has a completely different way of approaching enemies. The love that we have for our enemies might have no impact on them at all, but there's a possibility that it will bring healing and restoration, so we must keep on loving. However hideous the actions of our enemies, they are loved by God, and we need to model our lives on Him. Following God is never easy. The demands of the Old Testament law were tough, but Jesus made them even tougher. It's crystal clear that we cannot obey any of them in our own strength. We're totally dependent on God's power to enable us to live in His way. Let's seek His Holy Spirit's strength today as we live for Him, and look for creative ways of bringing His love to the people around us, whoever they are. So let me ask you a question. In what way are you challenged by Jesus' command to love your enemies? And now let's pray together. Lord God, help us to be loving towards everyone today, whoever they are. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier, or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.